天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天和大家在空中相遇。首先我想问一下听众朋友们，在你的生命中遭遇到挫折的时候你会怎么办呢？其实在我们的现实生活中，与人发生矛盾和冲突时，我们是如何来实践我们的信仰呢？当我们内心产生嫉妒、贪婪、不满足时，我们是否也让圣灵忧伤了呢？今天我们继续这个主题，举目仰望，麦克牧师将与我们分享使徒保罗生命见证系列的第二讲，那我们就开始吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you tuned in.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。
We are about to go into the second part of a series of messages on the life of the Apostle Paul.
今天我们开始使徒保罗生命见证系列的第二讲。
We are calling it Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
我们称它为举目仰望，在你生命遭遇挫折的时候。
And I want to begin by asking you this question.
首先让我问你一个问题。
Do you know the difference between pigeons and dove?
你知道白鸽和灰鸽的分别吗？
Pigeons are of the same family as doves and they look like doves.
灰鸽和白鸽出自同一个家族，它们看起来很相像。
But they are very different.
但实际上它们是非常不同的。
It is not an accident that the Holy Spirit was symbolized with a dove.
我们不是随意的用白鸽来象征圣灵的。
It is not an accident that when Jesus went into the River Jordan to be baptized,
耶稣在约旦河里受洗,
that God the Holy Spirit appeared in a symbol of a dove to testify that Jesus is God's beloved Son.
圣灵以白鸽的形式显现也不是偶然的，为的是要证明耶稣是神的爱子。
Pigeons are the look-alike of doves.
灰鸽只是样子很像白鸽。
Pigeons are the counterfeits of doves.
灰鸽是白鸽的仿造品。
The same thing happens in the Christian faith.
同样的事情在基督教的信仰里常常发生。
Pigeon religion is a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit.
灰鸽信仰是圣灵的仿造品。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我来解释一下我的意思。
Those who proclaim a message that is inconsistent with the Word of God,
有些人所讲的信息和神的话语不相符合。
You have to conclude that this is a pigeon religion.
你只能把它归结为灰鸽信仰。
Let me give you some more examples so you will understand what I am trying to tell you.
让我来给你举一些实例，你就更能明白我想说的。
Those who display bitterness and anger and resentment in their lives are practicing what?
那些在他们的生命中表现出苦毒、愤怒、仇恨的人是在实践什么样的信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
当然是灰鸽信仰。
Those who are involved in malice, fraud, lying and unethical business practices are practicing what?
那些涉及恶意、诈骗、虚假和不道德的商业行为的人是在实践什么信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
灰鸽信仰。
Those who cannot get involved in anything unless they control it and manipulate it are practicing what?
那些不让他掌控和操纵就不参与任何事的人是在实践什么信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
灰鸽信仰。
Christians who are covetous and greedy and discontented are practicing what?
那些嫉妒、贪婪、不满足的基督徒是在实践什么信仰呢？
Pigeon religion.
灰鸽信仰。
Christians who are into all sorts of immorality are practicing what?
那些做出各种不道德行为的基督徒是在实践什么信仰呢?
Pigeon religion.
会个信仰。
It is not surprising that the Apostle Paul stressed the fact that true believers are not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以一点都不奇怪，为什么使徒保罗强调真正的信徒是不会让圣灵忧伤的。
I want to explain the word grieve so that you will understand what I mean.
我想解释一下忧伤这个词，好让你能够明白我要讲的。
If you imagine that somebody yells at a beautiful little child.
请你想象一下这样的图画，一个人对着一个漂亮的小孩吼叫。
What happens out of his or her grieving process?
小孩的忧伤是怎样表现出来的呢?
You see that their chin starts shaking.
你会看到他的下巴开始颤抖。
And tears start coming.
然后开始掉眼泪。
And then they run away from the situation.
最后他们就跑开了。
That's what grieving the Holy Spirit does.
圣灵忧伤的过程也是一样。
When a person habitually sins,
当一个人习惯性的犯罪的时候,
they are grieving the Holy Spirit and the dove will fly away.
他们使圣灵忧伤,白鸽就会飞走了。
It doesn't mean that they lose their salvation.
这并不意味着他们失去了救恩。
But they have grieved the Holy Spirit.
但是他们让圣灵忧伤了。
A pigeon does not grieve very easily, but a dove does.
灰鸽不太容易忧伤，但是白鸽会。
A dove does not adjust to its environment.
白鸽通常不会随着环境而改变。
But a pigeon does.
但是灰鸽会。
Dove religion does not adjust to sin.
白鸽信仰不会向罪妥协。
But a pigeon can easily be enticed by any sorts of food that you throw their way.
但是灰鸽就会轻易地被你所扔给他们的食物所引诱。
The dove is not manipulated or fooled.
白鸽是不会被操纵和愚弄的。
But pigeons are both intrusive and obtrusive.
但是灰鸽常常搅扰别人和勉强别人。
A dove is a gentleman.
白鸽呢，是一位绅士。
Pigeons fight each other all the time.
灰鸽总是互相争斗。
But doves do not.
但白鸽就不会这样。
Pigeons are territorial and very defensive.
灰鸽不愿别人侵入自己的领域，总是防备着。
But doves will only dwell in peace and serenity.
但是白鸽总是生活在安静和平之中。
Why am I taking time to draw the distinction between pigeons and doves?
为什么我要在这里花时间来区分白鸽和灰鸽呢?
Because so many can grieve the Holy Spirit of God and replace him with pigeon religion.
因为太多的人令到圣灵忧伤，并且用灰鸽的信仰来取代圣灵。
But they think that they are walking with God.
但他们还以为自己是在与神同行。
Have you ever wondered why pigeons walk funny?
你有没有想到过为什么灰鸽走路的样子很滑稽呢?
A pigeon walks funny because it cannot see while it's moving.
那是因为它行走的时候看不清楚方向。
The pigeon has to bring its head to a complete stop before it's able to see where it's going.
灰鸽要看清方向，它必须使自己的头完全静止下来。
And when you are into pigeon religion,
当你处在灰鸽信仰的状态时,
you will have a hard time seeing where you're going.
你很难看清自己前面的方向。
And consequently, your Christian life will be a series of stops and starts.
结果是你的基督徒生活将会出现一连串停停走走的反复。
Not so with dove religion.
而白鸽信仰呢，却不是这样的。
When you are conscious of not grieving the Holy Spirit,
当你刻意的不愿让圣灵忧伤。
When you are conscious of pleasing the Holy Spirit of God,
刻意的要取悦圣灵。
When you are conscious of the Holy Spirit's leadership in your life,
当你很注意圣灵在你生命中的引导。
Your life will not be a series of stops and starts.
你的生活就不会出现那种停停走走的反复。
But it will be like what the Bible said, it moves from one point of glory into another.
而会像圣经上所说的那样，在荣耀中步步前行。
Please turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 13.
请跟我一起翻开圣经，使徒行传十三章。
Here we find a pattern for true awakening of the Holy Spirit.
在这里我们看见圣灵使人觉悟的真实模式。
Not an imitation of the Spirit's awakening.
而不是仿造的圣灵更新。
And I have three things to tell you about practicing dove religion.
我要从下面三点来讲述如何实践白鸽的信仰。
The first thing is that there has to be an unconditional surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
第一，必须无条件地降服在圣灵的主权之下。
Verses 1 to 13.
第一到十三节。
Secondly, there has to be unwillingness to sugarcoat biblical truth.
第二，必须有一种态度，就是抗拒那些用糖衣包装的圣经真理。
Verses 14 to 42.
十四到四十二节。
And thirdly, there has to be an uncompromising steadfastness in the face of opposition.
第三，面对敌对势力，必须有一种不妥协的坚定立场。
Verses 50 to 52.
五十到五十二节。
First, unconditional surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
首先，我们来讲无条件的降服在圣灵的主权之下。
The church in Antioch was a church that was totally submissive to the authority of the Holy Spirit.
安提阿教会是一个完全顺服圣灵主权的教会。
They were not enslaved to worldly business practices.
他们的活动不受制于世俗商业的利益之下。
They were not into manipulating people's emotions.
他们也不利用人们的感情。
In fact, verse 2 of chapter 13 says,
事实上，在十三章第二节那里说
，that while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting,
他们侍奉主禁食的时候
，they were not even ministering to themselves.
他们不是侍奉他们自己
，they were not ministering to one another.
也不是彼此侍奉
，they were ministering to the Lord in adoration.
他们因为敬爱而侍奉他们的主。
While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit spoke and said,
当他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说
Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work.
要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工。
Look at verse 3 of Acts 13.
让我们来看第十三章第三节。
After they heard the Holy Spirit clearly spoke, they fasted some more.
在他们清楚地听到圣灵的声音后，他们继续进食。
They prayed some more.
他们更多的祷告。
And then they commissioned Paul and Barnabas to go.
然后他们差派保罗和巴拿巴出去。
Please listen carefully to me, my listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
The reason they were able to hear the Holy Spirit's voice.
他们能听到圣灵的声音。
Is because they were surrendered to the Holy Spirit.
那是因为他们向圣灵降服。
And because they were surrendered to the Holy Spirit,
就是因为他们向圣灵降服。
They were able to obey the Holy Spirit.
他们才能服从圣灵。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit then sent them out to serve Him.
从而圣灵才能差派他们出去侍奉主。
And they ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit, not their clever ingenuity.
他们是靠圣灵的能力来服侍的，而不是靠他们自己的聪明才智。
How do we know that?
我们是怎样知道的呢？
When they got into Cyprus, they went there not because they thought it was a good idea.
他们去到塞浦路斯，并不是因为他们认为去那里是一个好主意。
No, they went there on the authority of the Holy Spirit.
绝对不是，他们是靠圣灵的权柄去的。
Because the Holy Spirit already wanted to be manifested among the people of Cyprus.
因为圣灵想要在塞浦路斯的百姓中来彰显他的荣耀。
And we are told that when they got into Paphos,
圣经告诉我们，当他们进入帕弗的时候
，There was a sorcerer by the name of Bar Jesus.
有一个会法术的人，名叫巴耶稣。
This man was mesmerizing people with his magic.
这个人用他的法术迷惑百姓。
Paul, who was surrendered to the authority of the Holy Spirit,
而保罗是一个降服在圣灵主权之下的人。
Was able to blind that man for a time.
他能使那人短暂失明。
Listen to me, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，请你注意听着。
When you have unconditionally surrendered to the leadership of the Holy Spirit,
当你无条件顺服圣灵的带领，
you will be able to discern.
你就会有分辨力。
You will discern deception from truth.
你能分辨什么是真理，什么是谎言。
This magician's name was the son of Jesus or by Jesus, but in reality, Paul said, he was the son of the devil.
这个术士的名字是耶稣之子，或者叫巴耶稣，而事实上呢，保罗称他为魔鬼之子。
Even the Roman governor of the area turned to the Lord.
甚至连这个地区的罗马官员也归向了主。
Because he saw these men exercise the power of the Holy Spirit in front of him.
因为他亲眼看见这些人在他面前行使了圣灵的大能。
So the first condition for genuine Holy Spirit awakening is an unconditional surrender to the Holy Spirit of God.
所以真正的圣灵更新的第一个条件就是要无条件的降服在圣灵的主权之下。
Secondly, there has to be an unwillingness to sugarcoat biblical truth.
第二，必须有一种态度，就是抗拒那些用糖衣包装的圣经真理。
Many people today want to downplay biblical truth.
今天有很多人想淡化圣经的真理。
Some of them are embarrassed about the biblical truth.
一些人以圣经真理为耻。
There are some who are embarrassed about the truth of hell.As a place that is prepared for those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们讲到地狱是为拒绝主耶稣基督的人而预备的，有一些人为这个事实感到尴尬。
But only willingness not to sugarcoat biblical truth will bring about the Holy Spirit's awakening.
但是，只有下定决心，不用糖衣去包装圣经的真理，才有从圣灵而来的觉悟。
If you read this passage from Acts very carefully,
如果你仔细地读了《使徒行传》中的这一段经文，
you will see that Paul knew that the task ahead would be difficult.
你就会发现，保罗事先已知道他肩负的使命将是很艰巨的。
Paul knew that when he shows them from the Word of God that the Old Testament prophecies are fulfilled in Jesus,
保罗早就知道，当他用神的话语告诉他们旧约的预言已经应验在耶稣身上，
They are not going to like it.
他们不会喜欢听的。
He knew that the ones who have rejected the resurrected Messiah are not going to easily accept what Paul said.
保罗也知道那些拒绝复活的弥赛亚的人是不会轻易接受他所说的。
But nonetheless, he refused to sugarcoat biblical truth.
即使这样，他还是拒绝用糖衣包装圣经的真理。
Paul knew that these leaders had waited for so long for the Messiah to come.
保罗知道这些领袖们已经等待弥赛亚的到来很久了。
He knew that they were anticipating the Messiah would be from the line of David.
他们也知道他们预期这位弥赛亚是出自大卫的后裔。
But that's all they knew.
但他们只知道这些个。
Because their idea was that this Messiah was going to have earthly power just like King David.
因为他们想象中的这位弥赛亚要会像大卫王一样拥有世界上的权势。
Their preconceived idea of the Messiah was that he is going to be a military hero and a conqueror.
在他们先入为主观念中的这位弥赛亚应该是一位战场上征服者和英雄。
And they allowed their preconceived ideas of the Messiah to cause them to reject the real one when he came.
当弥赛亚真的来临时，他们却因为这种先入为主的想法，反而拒绝了他。
But that did not deter Paul from proclaiming Jesus as the fulfillment of the old covenant.
但这不能阻止保罗宣扬，耶稣就是旧约圣经预言的那一位。
First, unconditional surrender to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
在这里我们看到，首先要无条件的顺服圣灵的主权。
Secondly, unwillingness to sugarcoat biblical truth.
其次，拒绝用糖衣来包装圣经的真理。
Thirdly, uncompromising steadfastness in the face of opposition.
第三，面临敌对势力，坚决不妥协。
Whenever the Holy Spirit is obeyed,
无论何时，当我们服从了圣灵。
Whenever there is proclamation of biblical truth,
无论何时，圣经的真理被宣扬出去。
There will always be two distinct responses.
必然会引起两种不同的回应。
Those who believe and thus became saved,
那些选择相信的人因而得救。
And those who reject and fight and thus sign their own eternal death.
而那些选择拒绝和敌对的，等于是为自己的永死签了名。
And you see this very clearly in Acts chapter 13.
你可以在使徒行传十三章中清楚地看到这一点。
You see that some people were delighted to hear God's message.
你能看到有些人乐于听到神的信息。
But some religious leaders threw Paul and Barnabas out of town.
但有些宗教领袖却把保罗和巴拿巴逐出城外。
What did Paul do?
保罗又是怎么样回应的呢？
He shook the dust off his feet, just like Jesus told the disciples to do.
他跺下脚上的尘土，就像耶稣吩咐门徒应该做的那样。
When Paul and Barnabas shook the dust off their feet,
当保罗和巴拿巴跺下脚上的尘土的时候，
they were saying to these religious leaders who would not believe,
他们等于是在对这些不信的宗教领袖说，
we consider you to be worse than pagans.
你们比那些异教徒还不如。
Now you cannot get any stronger condemnation than this.
人们可能听不到比这更严厉的谴责。
But in this day and age, we have this false idea that says that we must not call anyone wrong.
然而在今天这个世代里，有一种错误的想法，就是千万不要去说别人是错的。
That loving sinners means that we never tell them that they are sinners and they desperately need Jesus.
爱罪人被理解成我们不应告诉人们他们是罪人，迫切需要耶稣的拯救。
Now we have this idea that loving sinners means that we must not only accept them, but also accept their sin as well.
爱罪人在现在也被理解为我们不单接纳他们的人，还要接纳他们的罪。
But that's not biblical love.
但这不是圣经中所讲的爱。
Because according to verse 48 of Acts 13,
因为根据使徒行传十三章四十八节，
only the preaching of biblical truth will bring those who have been appointed unto salvation to Jesus Christ.
只有讲述圣经的真理，才能把人带到耶稣基督的救恩面前。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束之前，请留心听我说。
There may be a person listening to us today and says, I've always been good.
也许有人听了我们今天的节目会说，一直以来我还不错呢。
I have tried to live a good life.
我已经努力去过一个良善的生活。
And I always thought that I would make it to heaven.
我也总是认为自己可以进天堂的。
But you have never come into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
但是你从来没有和耶稣基督建立起关系。
Perhaps you have never come to the realization that you are a sinner by birth and a sinner by practice.
也许你从来没有意识到你生来就是一个罪人，而且在生活中也还是一个罪人。
And that you are heading for hell without Jesus' payment for the wages of your sins.
如果不是耶稣为你的罪付上了代价，你将奔向地狱。
But today you can repent of your sins and receive forgiveness and salvation.
但今天你可以为你的罪悔改，并接受主的宽恕和救恩。
You can receive eternal life that Jesus made possible when he hung on the cross 2,000 years ago.
你就能得到永恒的生命， 那是耶稣在2000年以前被钉在十字架上而成就的。
Will you accept his invitation?
你愿意接受他的邀请吗？
It is our prayer that you will.
我们会为你祷告。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目里再会。
非常感谢麦克牧师，透过灰鸽和白鸽的信仰的对比，让我们更加清楚我们基督徒的生命常常出现起伏、反复，是因为我们会向罪妥协，没有顺服圣灵的带领。使徒保罗强调，真正的信徒是不会让圣灵忧伤的。我们要无条件地降服圣灵主权之下，拒绝糖衣包装的圣经真理，面对敌对势力坚决不妥协。这些都是给我们基督徒很好的提醒。在末世来临的时候，我们也要学习分辨真伪。我们只要传讲圣经的真理，才能把人带到耶稣基督的救恩面前。亲爱的听众朋友们，你愿意和我一起祷告吗？亲爱的上帝，创造宇宙万物的真神，你为要拯救世人，亲自降世为人，就是主耶稣基督，为我及世人的罪被钉死在十字架上，第三天从死里复活，完成赦罪的救恩。我承认自己是有罪过的人，求主耶稣赦免我一生的罪过，赐给我永生，成为上帝的儿女。求主耶稣进入我心中，成为我生命的主，并赐福我全家都信耶稣。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们。如果你已经跟我一起做了以上的祷告，那就恭喜你，因为圣经说，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活，就必得救。感谢上帝，你在基督耶稣里得着了一个新的生命。因为哥林多后书5:17说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。希望你在耶稣基督里成长，活出丰盛的生命。感谢神。另外，我们天路导向会提供2本免费的小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来。如果你需要的话，可以邮件给我们，注明要天路导向的小册子便可获得。我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 @liangyou.net， 就是 DAOXIANG@liangyou.net。 我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。
我曾经像一只小小飞鸟，飞摇在这蓝天海上，我无时无刻彷徨无助，找不到可以倾诉。
我曾经像一只小小飞鸟，穿梭在这城市之中，我正在寻找那慈爱双手，那就是主耶稣。
主啊，我要回到你身旁，我要回到你身旁，那慈爱双手正等着我。